Good morning, everyone. How are we today? It is Wednesday. The podcast is coming live to you now just because last night I didn't get around to filming it, but I recording it, but I was filming videos for Instagram TV instead. But I've woken up this morning, I've wrote down quick, you know, podcast themes till the end of the week, and then on Sunday I will get back to normal. But yeah, and it's really good actually, like this. There's a main reason why I like doing a live every day, because then you can go through my journey every day of, you know, something that I'm using to help myself. So for example, this morning, I forgot my journal, and I even forgot it yesterday, obviously on the train, because I noticed it, because my journal will have my daily goals in and then my timetable, because obviously I wake up early. I just like to manage myself accordingly, because I'm very self-aware, and I know that if I don't manage my time, I'll just end up procrastinating, and I just really don't like to procrastinate that much. You know, we have 24 hours in the day, and I'm fed up of wasting 8 of them. But yeah, so I forgot my journal, right? I've always journaled now for maybe since September 2017. It was really hard to get out that negative Nancy mindset of like, oh, I've got my journal, you know, and I did spend 30 minutes on social media, which I'm kind of glad about because, you know, it made me caught up my notifications. But, you know, it's these vital first parts of the day which you can get the most benefit from. And because I didn't have my journal, I noticed when my alarm went, I didn't want to get up, because all of a sudden this morning routine, and it was all of a sudden like, oh, why do I need to get up? I'm doing my workout later tonight. Why? And so I had to just like catch myself and be like, do you know what, Katie? We are going to do a journal on the laptop. We've got a laptop. They've got a Word document on there. Yes, it's not as nice, you know, to be seeing screens straight away in the morning and all this stuff, but it's better than nothing at all. So get your shit together, pretty much. So I'm just like, all you got to do, you got to do it for 2 days and then you're back. Because for me, my routine is everything. My routine just holds me together. And it's knocked me off routine, but sometimes you just got to display discipline and just not like a child throwing the toys out of your pram, because all of a sudden, you know, my morning routine, by this one action, I could have knocked off my whole day. So I'm like, okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat a pre-workout meal now. I'm actually going to hit the gym early, even though I've never hit the gym early on this session. Let's see what this morning weight session can do for me. And, you know, so I've just done it like that. So I've just like literally flipped it all around, and then I've done all my journal entries on a Word document and even my timetable and stuff like that. It's just literally, it's just an electronic form of it. And also I've even managed now to like really sit down, really focus on my self-coaching scholars material that I've got picked up. So it's just catching yourself and seeing, you know, what you're grateful for about it, really flipping that opportunity, really seeing the silver lining. Because the thing is, do you really want to have a bad day off one thing? You know, and like my friend even mentioned, you know, one thing will happen to him and he'll be like, that's it, I'm having a bad day. Don't do that to yourself, honestly, right? I know your routine is a bit off, okay, if it really bugs you that much. Like, for example, I tried to go to WH Smith in the train station. Nope, there wasn't any books. You know, if it really bugs me that much, then maybe today in work I'll ask if anyone's got a spare notepad and stuff like that. So you can always mitigate it. So, you know, just be mindful, be resourceful, don't let one thing spoil your whole day, and you let it spoil your whole day by your thoughts. So catch yourself. On that note though, I hope you have an amazing day. See ya.